Last week, we had a sermon that spoke about how life is fair. And the reason I just want to repeat a little bit of it, because it ties into the sermon for this Sunday. Encapsulated, it means this. Although some people may think the life is fair is just a joke, it's really serious. Because if you look at Christianity, and the goal of Christianity is not to have good things happen to you, but for you to become good. It's not what becomes of you, but who you become that is most important. So no matter what happy circumstances you encounter, what challenges you encounter, whatever you choose to be is the person that you will become. And so no matter how difficult or how easy life is, all of us still have to choose. And that choice is where life becomes very fair. Because at the end of your life, when you look at yourself, you will have become the sum of all your choices, of all your decisions. That will be your just reward. And today, I want to emphasize that idea of choosing, that great power that all of us have to decide what we want to do today. In dancing, there's a principle that if you're on stage and something goes wrong, you don't stop, you don't cry, you don't throw up your hands and says it's over, everyone gets a refund. You say and pretend as if it's part of the dance, and you keep on dancing. And so it is with life, that when we are challenged and presented with things that don't go our way, it is very easy in the short run to say, oh, it's all over, it's gone. But as one student once told me, life is full of opportunities. Or how did he phrase it? You can be like a mosquito in a blood bank. Or, it's an unusual image, I know. But, think of it. If you want to waste time, then you can diagnose your life all day. This didn't go well. I'm not appreciated. The other dancers don't talk to me. My left leg doesn't work as good as my right. The music's not good. No one loves me. And as the comedian said, don't say no one loves you. Everyone hasn't met you yet. There's a long life ahead of you. Or you can say, what has God provided for me? Maybe I could dance just with a right leg, make a whole new dance just with one leg. It could be done. Think. Think of the opportunities that lie in front of you, or you can waste your energy and your time diagnosing your lost opportunities without taking advantage of what God has provided in front of you. And remember, as Christians, we're not alone. We help one another. We have God who can help us. And God gave us this thing called a brain, that if you don't have a draft between your ears, you can use it. And you can say, what can I do next? So, be like a mosquito. Be like a person who thinks. Be like a person who believes. And say to yourself, every day, the choices that I make are creating my future and are creating my life. Don't waste it thinking about what has passed. Don't waste your life thinking about what you can't do. But say, there are amazing things waiting for me, and God is ready to give me wonderful opportunities. So don't spend your life looking down. Look up at the stars and see the future that God has prepared for you. You could become the best one-legged dancer in the world. Slava Iisusu Hristu!